Hello, this is Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards. Let's hear the Bible together. James chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. This sounds ridiculous. Having problems, trials, and difficulties doesn't sound on the face of it like the best way to create joy. So what is James talking about? What he's doing is taking his readers to the heart of the Christian faith, which turns everything upside down. James is not saying that when we face difficulties, it's a bundle of fun. He's speaking to people who knew what it was to suffer for their faith, and he wants them to know that when we place our difficulties in God's hands, he produces something incredibly exciting, something which lasts, something which takes us closer to the heart of God, and that always produces joy. Like many of you, I've had a bad back for many years. At times, I've had to live with pain night and day, and that's not great. It's certainly not fun. But I thank God for the way in which he has used it to lead me closer to him. It has unquestionably helped me to learn what it is to persevere, and it's given me a close connection with other people who have bad backs, and there are plenty of us about. I'm not suggesting that you should now go out and tell your friends who are suffering at the moment that they need to burst into joyful song and perform cartwheels in celebration. But you can encourage them because God is at work, and as they share their tough times with God, he will bless them and strengthen them and give them that perseverance which we all need in order to live effective and fruitful lives. In order for any relationship to succeed, we all need perseverance, and that will only come as we keep going with God's help through the difficult times. It's a tough message, but it's God's way of bringing lasting joy into our lives. Let me pray with you. Lord Jesus, thank you for the good news that you are with us in every difficulty that we face. Thank you for your gift of joy, even in the toughest times. Amen. It's been a pleasure to spend these moments with you. I'd be delighted if this were not a one-way communication. So if you've got any questions or comments, do please write to me at jonathan.edwards@premier.org.uk. I'll then get back to you in complete confidence as soon as I can. Visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope and join our growing Voice of Hope family. And follow along with these daily meditations at home in print, direct to your favourite mobile device, or as a daily podcast on the app Podbeam. I am Jonathan Edwards, and I encourage you to join me as I share a thought from the Bible Monday to Friday every week. May God bless you.